Hi there, bem-vindo a mais um Fast Mover Audio Experience, o seu podcast para aprender inglês. E esse episódio tá incrível, é uma parte de um bate-papo com alguns amigos. Nós conversamos em inglês o tempo todo e ali a gente teve a oportunidade de conversar com o Kaiser da Carolina do Norte. O Kaiser também dá algumas aulas para os meus alunos e eles adoram. Ele é super divertido, fala português super bem. E aqui na conversa ele mostra um pouco da perspectiva dele sobre alguns phrasal verbs. Então aproveita para aprender com a gente e treinar o seu listening. Também é bom lembrar que no dia 6 de abril vai rolar mais uma edição do workshop Rumo à Fluência no Inglês. Uma semana intensa de treinamento comigo, 100% online, 100% gratuito, para te ajudar a dar os seus primeiros passos na direção certa rumo à fluência no inglês, mesmo que você tenha que aprender do zero. É só você se inscrever no inamara.com/workshop. É isso, aproveita aqui o nosso papo descontraído entre amigos. Stay tuned and listen up.
Basically, it's almost the same as Portuguese, because in Portuguese you want to say "você é muito gata" para
Right.
elogiar, so,
Okay.
and then it's almost the same thing in which is you're very beautiful, but it's not like you're very catty. You're like a vixen.
Like
The
a
vixen's a cat,
cat.
right?
Like a cat.
Yeah,
Ah, in Portuguese you say cat.
No, but I'm saying
Okay.
in Croat and Slavic, it's "bravo si dobra mačka," which is literally like "congrats, you sexy vixen, you sexy cat." But if you say that to a normal girl, it doesn't sound like what a normal person would say,
Okay.
but as a foreigner, it works. Because if a gringo came
It
up
works.
and be like,
What do you mean,
if
it
a
works?
gringo came up to you and was like,
You know what it means.
Something that didn't almost make sense, like, ah, que bunda gata, you'd be like, well, I know what he means. He's trying to be nice. It doesn't exactly work as a compliment, but they find it charming as a
Because you're
gringo.
saying it wrong and...
No, because I'm saying a older traditional thing, like what an old man would say.
Oh, right.
It's kind of like,
oh, like you're a gentleman.
Well, kind of.
Right.
But yeah, then they're like, ooh, how'd you learn that one? I'm
So you
like,
did that in purpose,
how'd
or
you learn
of course.
That one?
I didn't do it by accident. I didn't go, what are some fun sounds? Bravo? No, bravo. No, but I mean, my friends told me some words, and I kind of put them together, and
very clever.
Yeah.
Very clever. Do you know some Polish or, like you said,
I
Slavic?
Use Slavic, yeah, like Serbia, Croatia,
yeah.
Macedonia.
It's like a similar person, like Spanish and Portuguese, sort of, I mean, the root.
No, Polish is like its own language. Polish is one of the weirdest languages.
It is hard.
It's, and they say in the world of languages, some people say it's harder than Japanese.
I've heard.
Because it has so many weird rules, and you can put words, you can put things in the middle of a word to change the meaning. Like how in English we don't have this normally, except for the word "fuck." In fucking credit. Yeah, but we don't really have that. But they have this weird thing in Polish, so I didn't even try.
Well, then
so
dobre.
We can say that English is easier to learn than.
I think so. I mean, English has its hard parts. I always say this. I say English is fast to get to intermediate, and then it gets slow. Portuguese is slow to get to intermediate, and then it gets fast because you have to remember all of the conjugations and all the things. I have a Bible of conjugations in Spanish, in Portuguese, okay, in Italian, in French, and once I get that, I end up. But then in English, you can just say, "I like, you like, we like, they like, okay, likes." That's easy. But then when you want to get too advanced, you have to deal with. Oh, this has one preposition in Portuguese, and it's three in, on, and at in English.
Yeah, that was a good lesson yesterday. I didn't know that.
And phrasal verbs.
I didn't know.
Phrasal verbs suck. It's only in English
I
that we
know,
have
but
this.
This is Germanic. This is from German.
But they don't really use it the same way. We only have this in English, and it's super hard to understand native speakers saying fluent things, native things, because you can't translate it. You just have to memorize it.
I know. But some phrasal verbs, you can have like a... Like the similar way to say it in, how say,
the same translation?
Latin sort of root.
Yes, but in general, there's not a lot of logic to it. Like, give up. The first time I tried to translate give up, I was like, dar encima, dar pra cima. They're like, no, dar encima es flertar. It's flirting. And then I'm like, dar pra cima. Like, here, God, take it. And it means to give it. It means to quit something. So give up. Think about it. Give up. It means to quit something.
Here
Why do
God
we say give
it.
up? oh, I can't handle this anymore. God, you take it. I can't do it. But like, give up doesn't really make sense. It means to quit something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I broke up with my girlfriend, and then she broke down in tears.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I was driving my car. I was driving my car. It broke down. Then I tried to break down why it broke down to my girlfriend, and she broke down in tears.
When she picked up the phone after I called.
Well, I'm saying like if she was with us. But yeah. But yeah, and like breakdown, all different things.
Real story.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a real story.
Maybe. I know. So you don't understand your own language. I know it's must
well,
be hard.
Well, when I try to explain to natives about phrasal verbs, and they're like, "Oh, it just means this," I'm like, "Yeah, because you memorized that." Try to explain that to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Try to translate "give" and "up," and they're like, "Yep."
No, can't. Yep. Hard stuff.
The same way if I ask Brazilians, well, why is this masculino or femenino? Mm. It's because you just memorized it. How do you know that it's...
Yeah.
It's...
O carro, a bola.
And then o problema. It ends with an A. Problema. Watch it. Problema. And then it ends with an A, but it has an O. But then there's other words that... O coração, a razão. The same ending with a different masculine and feminine.
So how do you manage to memorize
same
it?
As phrasal verbs. You just memorize
keep using it.
Or, yeah. There's no trick. You
that's
just have
to
use it.
That's a good rule. Just keep using it. Don't start to memorize
whenever
things.
I learn a word in Portuguese, I try to immediately use it in the next, like, 24 hours. Like, I had a really fucking hard time to remember cadarço. Shoelaces. And because it, to me, it always sounded like cadastro. And I was like... Eu tenho que amarrar a cadastro. And they're like, what? And I was like, oh, what is it? Fuck. And I just had to keep, I used it like 3 times in the same day. I was like, licença, eu vou amarrar a cadastro. And then after I used it like 3 or 4 times in the same day, then it was.
A cadastro?
No, ooh, shut up. Because, no, because what I was showing is that I was trying to remember in the moment. I was like, eu tenho que amarrar a. Because I usually just say ow, ooh, and then I don't, and then I try to remember what the word actually is.
Okay.
I'm not saying them together. I'm like, ooh, oh, what is it? And then it doesn't matter. Yeah, so shut up.
I already did.
I didn't do anything.
All right, do you guys want
to attempt a video?
Yeah.
Up to you.
Yes.
I'm easy. I'm not going to, no pressure.
I mean, well,